Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wa kafaa wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen Sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in Wa man sanna sunnatahu wa ahtada bihadihi la yawmiddin amma ba'du Fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytani wajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Wa shu'ara'u yattabi'ahumul ghaabun Alam tara annahum fi kulli wadin yahimun وأنهم يقولون ما لا يفعلون إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وذكروا الله كثيرا وانتصروا من بعد ما ظلموا وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون So my dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, after Surah Al-Furqan, in which that famous ayahs, those famous ayahs regarding Ibadur Rahman had been mentioned. So after this surah comes Surah Ash-Shu'ara. This surah is a pretty long surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have talked about different prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have named this surah Ash-Shu'ara. Shu'ara is the plural of the word sha'ir. Sha'ir means poet. And shu'ara means poets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding poets mentioned that most of the poets are such that what they say, they do not do. But in their poetry, they talk about so many different things. But in reality, those people do not do those things that they are talking about. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Except those people who have iman and they do good deeds. So in other words, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to understand that shairi or poetry. Poetry is something which is a part of our religion. In the sense that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appreciated, he liked, in fact he himself quoted the poetry of some poets. And sometime Rasulullah ﷺ will quote some lines of those poets who were kafir or mushrik or who lived before the time of Rasulullah ﷺ. And this is something that is so amazing about Rasulullah ﷺ, that our Rasulullah sallam would quote the poetry of Jahili Shu'ara. Jahili means pre-Islamic time poets. And those pre-Islamic time poets were mushrik. They used to worship idols. But here our Rasulullah sallam is Khatimun Nabiyyin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is being visited by angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam day in, day out. And he is receiving the best kalam of the world, and that is Quran. He is receiving the ayat of Quran. And Rasulullah ﷺ himself had a title about fasahat, eloquency. Can anybody tell me what was the title regarding eloquency about Rasulullah ﷺ? What was the title, my dear brothers and sisters? Okay, the title of Rasulullah sallam was Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim means that Rasulullah sallam is a person that his sentences are so short yet sweet and full of meaning. Very short sentences but full of meaning. As if those sentences are carrying an ocean of knowledge. Yet they are so short. So Rasulullah ﷺ got this title Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami' is the plural of the word Jami'a, which means something which is comprehensive. Kalim, the word Kalim is the plural of the word Kalima, which means sentences. So Rasulullah ﷺ got this title because of his eloquency. So on one hand, he is the one who is receiving Quran, plus he is Khatimun Nabiyyin. You know, then he himself is the most eloquent of all people. But brother, look at the broad view of Rasulullah sallam. That Rasulullah sallam is quoting some lines of the Jahili Shu'ara to Sahaba, and Rasulullah sallam saying, look, what a good thing this poet said so many years ago. You know, so this means that brothers, if we see something good in some people, we should take that and we should not look who has said this. But like Ali Karamullah, what you say, don't see who is saying it. See what is being said. See, if a kafir or a mushrik is saying something good, or he or she has a good quality, Rasulullah is teaching us that we should imitate them. So poetry, brothers, has been a very integral part of our religion from day one. This is why there has been Islamic poets in centuries, from the time of Sahaba till our present day today, we have Islamic poets. Now the leader of all the Islamic poets have been that famous Sahabi radiallahu anhu, who is known as Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then if you come after 1300 years, you see that in the Indian subcontinent, we had many big poets that came up. But the best one among them, the best Muslim poet in Indian subcontinent, has been that great Allama Iqbal rahimahullah. Although there have been so many other poets, but his poetry is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only accepted his effort, but his poetry had revived generations and still is reviving generations. His work has been translated into Arabic language, and those Arabs who read the translation of his poetry into Arabic, I have read their writings, that they are so amazed at the views of Allama Iqbal rahimahullah. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in shairi, in poetry, there is hikmat. You know, there is wisdom. You see? So, but remember, my dear brothers and sisters, when we learn poetry, we have to distinguish what is a good poetry and what is bad. You know, we have to look at the content. If the content is vulgar, leave it. You know, go for that poetry which has good content in it. So this is why this surah is called Surah Ash-Shu'ara, meaning the poets. Then after Surah Shu'ara is the surah called An-Naml. An-Naml means the ant. The ant. Now my dear brothers and sisters, in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had talked about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam at length. Again, we don't have time to go into the detail, because remember, these Ramadan tafsir sessions are just a very short overview of what we are reading. We cannot go into the explanation. For that, you have to read the tafsir of Quran, or alhamdulillah, in our masjid for years, maybe for since 20 years. Every Sunday we have a halqa of tafsir of Quran. Every Sunday for 20 some years. We have gone over Quran many times. Alhamdulillah. So if you are interested, you should come and join so that you can learn about Quran. So An-Naml. So there's one ayah that I would like to talk to you about regarding this surah. And that is, my dear brothers and sisters, look at the miracle of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that once when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was going somewhere, and he was going with his huge army of people, in which there were humans as well as jinns. Because Allah had given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam this awesome power of controlling jinns, and in fact making those jinns his slaves. So his army was a huge army consisting of humans and jinns. So one day he is going somewhere and his soldiers are riding on horses, camels and other animals. So an ant, and remember brother, an ant is the most tiniest of all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tiniest. And nobody, you and I cannot hear the voice of an ant. We can barely see an ant. You know. How can you hear an ant talking to another ant? Even if you put a microphone there, you cannot hear. But look at the mu'jiza of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember, these mu'jiza, the miracles, are not something that the prophets gain. Miracles are given as a gift from Allah to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So the real power behind this is not that of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, when Rasulullah sallam did that famous mu'jiza that he pointed his finger towards the moon and he did like this or this, wallahu alam, but he moved his finger while pointing his finger towards the moon. Allah in the Quran said, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split the moon into two parts. Why? Because the mushrikeen of Makkah wanted to see this miracle. So Rasulullah sallam begged to Allah that, oh Allah, show these people this miracle, maybe they will become Muslim. So Allah said to Rasulullah that if you want, in order to keep your heart, I will show them this miracle. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that still these people will not bring Islam because they have the biggest mu'jiza in Quran and they are refusing to believe it. So when Rasulullah pointed his finger towards the moon, it split into two. So mushrikeen saw this miracle with their naked eyes and they could not believe this. So now they went back from their promise and they said to Rasulullah sallam that, you know what, this, you are a magician, you have casted magic on our eyes, how can it happen? But remember brothers, this mu'jiza that Rasulullah showed, you know, the power was that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the other miracles of Rasulullah sallam. Similarly, this miracle of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is going somewhere with an army and then an ant said to another ant, Ya ayyuhan namlud khulu masakinakum la yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhu wahum la yashurun. The queen of that ant, of the group of the ants, said to her fellow ants that, let's quickly go inside our holes, otherwise Sulaiman and his army are going to trample over us, we are going to get killed. And they will do this wahum la yashurun, they do not know that we are here on the dust. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fatabassama dhahikan min qawliha. Imagine how Sulaiman alayhi salam, now he's riding on a horse and he is away from the spot where this ant is talking to her fellow ants. He's why maybe a few miles away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam listen to this conversation that this Naml had with her fellow Naml. So when Sulaiman alayhi salam heard this, imagine how he was able to hear that. It was nothing but the mu'jiza, a miracle. So first he smiled, and then Quran said that he broke into laughter. But after this, brothers, you know what Sulaiman alayhi salam did? وَقَالَ رَبِّ, أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. When he heard this conversation, he turned after smiling and after laughing, he quickly realized that this is a big power that Allah has given to him. It's a big miracle that Allah has given to him. It is not that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam gained it from somewhere. It was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he turned to Allah, and brother, this is what we should learn from Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They are so humble. That Sulaiman alayhi salam turned to Allah and he said, Rabbi, O my Rabb, awzi'ni, please enable me, an ashkurak, that I keep on thanking you for all these miracles that you have given to me. And amta alayya wa ala walid, and not only that you had given me this mu'jiza, but you have given different miracles to my dad. And brother, who was the dad of Sulaiman alayhi salam? Dawood alayhi salam. And you know, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he had other miracles as well. You know, so he said that, Allah, you gave me some miracles, you gave Dawood alayhi salam, my dad, some miracles. Right? One a'mala salihan tardah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enable me to keep on thanking you by doing good deeds. So wa'adkhilni birahmatika fi ibadika salihin. Oh Allah, make me a member. And brother, this is how humble prophets are. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam saying, Oh Allah, make me a member of pious people on the day of judgment. So a Nabi himself is requesting Allah that Allah make me a member of the pious people on the day of judgment. This is humility. He's not, you know, bragging about it. That look, I have this power. No. This shows that, brother, if the ni'mas and the blessing that you and I are enjoying, brother, it is, we have not earned it. We have not gained it. It is only Allah who has given it to you and me. Brother, I ask you, if al-a'yadu billah, may Allah protect us, if your brain, your body, your heart, or any organ in your body will stop working and you cannot go to work, you know, you cannot pay your bills, nobody, brother, can make you stand up again if Allah doesn't wills. So this money that you are earning, you are paying your bills, you are running your family, brothers, do never think that it is I who had done it. It is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only that is enabling you to do it. I tell you a personal story, maybe if you are interested, brothers. And this is very close to my heart. One of my very, very close cousin, he was of my age, same year of birth, right? His family moved to Qatar. I stayed in Lucknow. In those days, there were no emails, no texting, so we were not in touch. And we were not fond of writing letters. So what happened was, he was growing up in Qatar, I was growing up in India. He will come in summer vacation, we'll meet, we'll hang around, play cricket or whatever. He was an intelligent person, extremely intelligent person, gifted young man. After he finished his college, he came to India to a city called Aligarh, famous university. In Aligarh, he got admitted into medical college. He did his MBBS, he did his MD. By that time, I came to US. You know, so I went to India and you know, he came to meet me, you know, young man. He was full of promises. You can see that this young man is going to make a name for himself. Okay, in Aligarh Muslim University, he was the gold medalist in his medical college. You see? So everybody had great, you know, great hopes of this from this person. I met him before this accident happened to him. So what happened was, my dear brothers and sisters, with all these achievements, One day, he was going back to Qatar and he has plans to finally move to US. He went to New Delhi to see one of his friends. He hired a taxi. And when I say taxi, brothers, if you know those rickshaw, taxi. So he hired a taxi in New Delhi. He was going from one place to another place. At that time, his age was maybe 27, 28. Unmarried. He was going, and some crazy driver, right, hit this rickshaw from the back. The driver of that rickshaw remained unharmed, unscratched. But my cousin Irfan, his bad bone broke. Brothers, it has been some 20 years. He is bedridden. His parents brought him to US, did whatever doctors told them to do. They went, took him to different hospitals. The doctors did all that they can. Brother, for 20 years, this young man is bedridden. And after nearly 15 years, I saw his photograph on Facebook. Brothers, he looked like a 60, 65 year old man. But because for 20 years or so, 15 whatever years, he had not got up from his bed. You see? I was thinking, my dear brothers and sisters, with all these degrees and being a gold medalist in Aligarh Muslim University's medical college, you know, he was budding with desire. And he was such a nice person, a very handsome looking person. You know, we used to say that you don't look like Desi, you already look like some European or some American, you know. But my dear brothers and sisters, since then till now, he's bedridden. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what to do, when to do, with whom to do. We cannot question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah said, Inna Allah yaf'alu ma yasha. Allah does whatever He yasha, whatever He wants to do. We cannot question His wisdom. But my point, brother, here is, that if the same thing could happen to you and me, al-ayadu billah, may Allah protect all of us. No amount of degrees are going to give you money or risk on a plate. You know? So when you see the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam, you know, when he heard the conversation of this ant, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enable me to thank you by doing good deeds and include me among the groups of Salihin. Well, this is humility. And brothers, those people who don't understand this, and they say, no, I am being fed because of my knowledge and talent that I have, God has nothing to do with this. Some time ago, one youngster said this to me, God has nothing to do with this. May Allah guide you. But the thing is that, then brother, you know, you are not following Sulaiman and Adam bi alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, whom are you following? Which person is documented in Quran saying that? Qarun. When somebody said to Qarun, the enemy of Allah, you know, a gang member of Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, when Quran, Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa wa ataynahu min al kunuz ma inna mafatihahu latanu'u bil usbati ulil quwwa. Allah said, I gave him so much money. Now brother, this is the enemy of Allah. Mushrik. You know, he used to tell people that don't look up there. Look at me. I'm your God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him more. And Allah gave him so much that he has treasuries everywhere, in every city. He has so much money that Allah says that just the keys to his treasuries was so many and so big that a single person could not carry those bunches of keys. So if Qarun wants his keys to be brought from one place to another place, Quran says latanu'u bil uzbati ulil quwwa. It needed some young, strong group of people, not one or two, group of people to carry his keys to his treasures. So Allah and Quran is saying that now you can imagine how much I had given to Qarun, and Allah is saying he was my enemy, but I gave him so much. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. So some God-fearing people used to tell Qarun that why are you so arrogant? Why? And these God-fearing people will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ, Allah doesn't like those people who are arrogant. Now my dear brothers and sisters, Quran says that in reply, Qarun will, with full arrogance, full haughtiness, he will say, قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. He said, all this treasures that you see, I have earned it based on my knowledge. I have earned it, إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. I have knowledge. You people are dumb. You do not know how to earn. I am intelligent. I'm smart. You know, I have earned all this. So don't bring God in this. God has nothing to do with this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the end of this story, I don't have time to go into that, but I'll come to the end of the story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah said, when his time was up, I sent an earthquake and his whole kingdom came crumbling down. And Qarun, who used to say, don't look up there, look at me, I'm your God. The same Qarun was lying under the heap of rubble of his palace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this was the end of that person who was arrogant. My dear brothers and sisters, you have two examples here. The example of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, who heard the conversation of Naml, of ant, and he turned to Allah with humility, with tawadu, and he said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, include me in the group of Salihin, although he himself is a prophet. But that is humility, tawadu. And then on the other hand, we have the example of Qarun, the enemy of Allah, who was full of pride, full of takabbur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. The choice is yours, my dear brothers and sisters. Do you want to be humble to Allah, or al-'aadhu billah, do you want to be mutakabbir like Qarun? If you want to be humble, which is the right thing to do, to remember Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised, when he said that man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu. A person who humbles himself, who has tawadu, he humbles himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this humility is only for the sake of Allah, that person is going to enjoy honor in this world. Because human beings don't like to hang around with people who have takabbur. You like those people who himself are humble. You like them. This is this is our nature. If a person is haughty and he's very mutakabbir, you say, no, I don't want to deal with him. Rasulullah is saying, be humble, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise you in status. So this is Surah An-Naml. The time is up, my dear brothers. I wanted to talk one or two more issues, but inshallah next time. We have only five nights left, if not six. So inshallah, as you know, that we'll be finishing Quran on Monday. So inshallah, we are not able to cover every surah of Quran, but whatever we covered, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that. But inshallah, the last coming three or four nights or five nights, what we have, inshallah, I'll try to cover some more surahs of Quran. But in the end, I would like to again repeat my request to you, brothers and sisters, and that is that, brothers and sisters, please get connected with Quran. Please, brothers, this is the most mazloom book, you know. We have done gross injustice with Quran. It's about time that brothers, you open this Quran and start learning Quran afresh. You know, learn the tilawat of Quran with the proper makharij. And then, brother, most importantly, please, brothers and sisters, try to understand. the meaning of Quran. Learn Arabic. Learn it from a teacher. You know, so that when you read Quran, you understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me understand this. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.